What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And this is our second patron pick for our friend Sir Harbinger, who subscribes to our tier that allows him to pick a movie every couple months. If you remember, his first pick was The Lair of the White Worm.
Yeah.
Which was a pretty obscure pick, but I had a good time with that movie. And for this pick, he kept it in Canada, which is cool. This is a movie directed by none other than David Cronenberg, and he chose Shivers from 1975.
Yep.
This is another obscure pick, but I like that he's picking these movies because they're likely ones that we would never choose on our own. So it's kind of broadening our horizons a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, this one takes place in Montreal, which is pretty cool. It's not too
far
from us.
No.
But yeah, much like last time, we're not going to do our news and all that stuff. We'll just kind of jump right into it. But what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking a blood orange and lime margarita.
Oh, that sounds so good.
This is one of the drinks that's like at the LCBO, they have like the drinks at the counter.
Yeah.
And the lady asked me, he's like, oh, you want to try one of these? And it's just like, usually I don't, but I was like, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah. Hopefully it's good for you.
Yeah.
Not good for you, but hopefully it tastes good for you.
Yeah. So what are you drinking?
Just a Michelob still. How sour is that?
Very sour.
I was going to say, blood orange and lime? Like, Jesus.
Yeah, it's pretty sour at first, actually.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's tasty, yeah.
Yeah? I'm going to have to try and find some.
Yeah, it's 6%.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, I think you're about to just say what I was...
yeah, it's these, like, 12% fucking little... It's kind of similar to the one that I asked you about that I kept seeing on TikTok.
The Cutwaters.
Yeah. But I think those are like 15%. But yeah, these ones is like, what was it? I forget what it's called. Something shade or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah, it's like 12% and fucking tasty. But Jesus Christ, one of those will get you fucking feeling pretty good.
Nice. Yeah, I'm just drinking my lowly 4% Michelob Ultra tonight.
That's all right. Sorry.
Yeah. My fridge is almost empty of them now, so I'll be buying some other stuff. All right. Yeah. Let's just dive into this movie.
All right.
Again, it was a patron pick from Sir Harbinger. Shivers, 1975. Starting off the synopsis, the residents of a suburban high-rise apartment building are infected by parasites that turn them into mindless nymphomaniac fiends. I already said it, but this is directed by David Cronenberg. He's done The Fly, The Brood, Crimes of the Future, History of Violence, Dead Ringers, Videodrome Scanners. Like, he's got a pretty good list of movies. We've done The Fly, The Brood, and did we do Crimes of the Future?
No.
No, I wasn't sure if we'd done it or not. But anyways,
I don't think so. Yeah,
I don't know. It's hard to keep track anymore.
I know.
But yeah, if you've never watched any of his movies, they're all, save for A History of Violence, very like wet and sticky and like slimy, gross body horror movies. And this one was no different.
Yeah.
For cast, we have Paul Hampton, who played Dr. Roger St. Luke. Lynn Lowry played Nurse Forsyth. Joe Silver played Rollo Linsky, and Alan Coleman played Nicholas Tudor. Did you have anybody else to add?
No, I not really, no.
This is first time watch for you?
It is. I don't think I've ever heard of this movie before, honestly. You?
I'd heard of it, but I've never watched it. Now this is the first time for me too.
Fair enough.
But I kind of went on a bit of a Cronenberg kick for a while. Like, I watched Dead Ringers, Videodrome, and Scanners, and like obviously The Fly. And I don't
Yeah, I've
know.
seen all those too, really.
Yeah, I kind of went through a little bit of a kick, but I never ended up watching Shivers. So I'm
Okay.
glad I got a chance to.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to add before we dive into it?
Don't think so.
All righty. Well,
Cool.
let's.
So, like you said, this movie takes place in Montreal. Name drop to St. Lawrence River. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
So yeah, it's kind of the opening is kind of like a TV commercial kind of thing for this place called Starliner Apartments. It's on this island called Starliner Island in Montreal. And the actual island is called Nuns Island. So I looked it up. I don't know if you already knew that, but
I didn't, but
yeah. And yeah, so basically it starts there. We meet two people looking at the apartment. I believe it wasn't Nick and his wife, I don't think, right? It was a different couple.
yeah, it was a different couple. It was like
It was Mr. and Mrs.
Sweden or
S
something.
Svebin or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like looking at the apartment. And then it like cuts to this old man fighting like this schoolgirl. very weird, and you're like, okay, what the fuck's going on? And he starts like choking her, and they're like, what the fuck? And then like basically kills her, and then brings her over to this table and just puts her on the table and puts like tape over her mouth, and you're like, what the fuck? And then starts like cutting into her, and then he like has some chemicals and puts it on her like wound. All you see is like the smoke coming up, and you're like, what the fuck is happening right now?
We had just finished watching the Eileen Wuornos documentary, and then I threw this on like right after. So Sarah's sitting out there,
Yeah.
and he throws her on the table and cuts her open. She's like, "What the fuck?" She's like, "I thought he was gonna rape her." I'm like, "Is that better than what he's doing?" I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like,
Yeah.
but anyways, then after that, she got up and went to bed.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
like the girl like looks like she was like fucking 16 years old. Like
Yeah, it was,
it
yeah,
was kind of
a little
borderline.
touchy.
And so yeah, you don't know what's happening. Then all of a sudden he just cuts his own throat, and you're like, okay, all right, I guess this is how it's starting. But we do meet Nick and Janine, I think is his wife's name,
Yes,
maybe.
Janine, yeah.
And Nick is like kind of acting a bit weird. He is like touching his stomach. He ends up finding, he's like playing with his stomach and stuff like that. And then he ends up finding this old man and animal dead. And so obviously he calls Dr. St. Luke, and he comes up, and like the cops are there, and they're taking the body away. You find out her name, the girl's name is Annabelle. And like this island is kind of like self-sufficient, I guess, right? Like they have like their own doctor's office, their own
Oh yeah.
dentist, so it's like kind of like its own like country almost. I don't know.
It's almost like a big gated community with an entire gated town almost feels like.
Yeah, and like in this apartment building, like they have like grocery store, they have like Olympic sized swimming pool, they have like a dentist, a doctor. But yeah, and these cops like don't give a fuck. They're just like walking around like stomping on the blood that's like on the floor, and you're like, okay, not wearing any booties, I guess. But this was like 1975, so they didn't really have like any of that DNA scent, right?
Yeah, true.
And yeah, you find out the doctor or the guy that killed himself, his name was Emil. Roger, the doctor, St. Luke, he goes and meets with Rollo, who was like the counterpart to Emil. And Rollo tells him basically that they've been working on this parasite to be an alternative to a transplant. And like at first, Rollo is like very excited about it. And Roger's like not really all for it. He's like, it's kind of weird. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And Rollo's like excited. He's like basically explaining, like, well, like the parasite can latch onto your organ and kind of give you blood back, kind of thing, right? But he does say that like Emil kind of took it too far. Like, I think he got too far into it, right?
He also let Saint Luke know that Emil was
Oh,
kind of
God.
like involved in pedophilia a little bit.
Oh, man. Like, what does he say? He was like the counselor or something at school, and he would, he said he would play with her titties or something like that. Like,
He was
he
caught.
said, yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say he was caught giving a girl, a 12-year-old girl, a breast exam, like for cancer.
Yeah.
Which...
And it's like the guy said, like, oh, he was playing with her titties. I was like, okay. Movie says,
1975.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, so Nick's wife Janine goes and sees Roger and basically saying that Nick's acting weird, he's not himself, he won't go to the doctors, doesn't like the dentist, stuff like that. So Roger says, okay, I'll go up and examine him later on. So she's like, cool. So Nick's upstairs and he's like having a whiskey, and all of a sudden he like starts having these pains, and he like kind of passes it a little bit. Then he goes into the bathroom and starts like throwing up, and he throws up blood. And then he goes out to the balcony, and he's like throwing up more stuff.
Another
Meanwhile,
scene.
underneath him, there's like two old ladies. They're like going back to watch their color TV, and she had one girl has like a clear umbrella, and he just like throws up, and then splats on the umbrella, and old lady's like, oh, what's that? And they start talking about how like these birds keep hitting the building, and then they just wipe off the blood, and you see like the parasite like crawling the way into the
Yeah, these two little old ladies are so funny though. They're
they
just,
were yeah
I don't know, it's just like typical like little old lady conversation. Like, oh,
yeah
the poor birds. It's
yeah
really such a shame. I thought Nick
exactly.
was gonna jump over the balcony. Like, I thought he was jumping off the balcony.
That's what I thought too. Meanwhile, there's another lady in the laundry room doing laundry, and in the back behind her, you see like the blood trail from the parasite, and she's like doing her laundry, and then she opens up the dryer or something like that, and the parasite hops out and just fucking attacks her. So she's dead, or she gets infected with the parasite.
Which is, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but like,
No, that's good.
because a lot of people are getting it through, like, it seems like a sexually transmitted disease, but then other people, they just kind of show up and they attack you.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like obviously these things can live without a host for a little while. And their primary goal is to latch on to somebody, but
Yeah.
like I don't know how they get transmitted through sex, because like these things are big, man.
Yeah, well, we see later on the movie because, like, when I read the synopsis, I was like, okay, this sounds interesting. But then, like, there's no like sex crazed people until like the last, like, I don't know, 30 minutes, 25 minutes.
And then it's fucking balls to the wall.
And like later on the movie, you see them they transmit the parasite through like kissing and stuff like that. You can see it like going through the mouth, but then yeah, you don't know exactly how it transits because one of the other old ladies, she gets bit on the arm, and then she's like fine the whole movie. Then like the last like 5 minutes, she's fucking one of these crazy people.
Yeah, it's like them getting bitten infects them anyways. It doesn't matter.
So you learn that Nick had the same lumps as Annabelle did. So you know that Hannibal was infected. So do you think Annabelle was the first one to be infected? Like, do
I
you
was
think
sorry.
Emil infected her, and then like, because we see Nick go up to the apartment, so obviously he's like, I don't know if he's has a relationship with Annabelle, but maybe she transmitted it to him possibly, because like Nick has like a bunch of them inside him, right?
Yeah. So I'm thinking that Emil infected himself with one of these because he's like the leading doctor on this experiment, right? So it would make sense that like once they think it's good to go, he would try it on himself. And then with him being a known pedophile, essentially, I think he gave it to Annabelle through that way. And I think that's why he killed her and killed himself. And then my best guess is that Nick is having an affair with his wife or on his wife with Annabelle.
That makes sense.
And then that's how he got it.
So yeah, later in the movie, we do see like Nick, he's like laying in bed and he's like, oh, don't worry, we're gonna be the best of friends, like we're gonna get along. You see like the fucking his stomach going up and down, and
Yeah.
then Janine comes home and like it stops, and then she like goes to talk to him, and he's like, oh, I don't want to talk to you, like I want to be alone, go away. And she's like, why are you acting so fucking weird? And then she leaves, and then you see she comes back later, and Nick is like in the fridge, like passed out basically. And she also is talking to one of her friends in another apartment. I'm not sure what her name was, but
Bets.
Betts, okay. And Betts is like already like kind of wild girl, seems like, before she even gets infected. So yeah, all the parasites end up leaving Nick, and then one of the parasites goes out like through like the mail slot. And I love like the scene of like little kids going like up and down the hallway looking in the mail slots, and like look, and the parasite's just like right there. You learn from Rolo that the parasites were created by a combination of aphrodisiacs and venereal disease. Yeah, he's like trying to burn the parasites, and then sorry, that's the end later on.
Well, actually, yeah, because Rolo says, I think it was him that said it, that he wasn't trying to hit Annabelle's organs. He was trying to burn the parasites. But I mean, obviously, you got this girl's stomach cut wide open and you're pouring acid into it. Like, you're obviously going to hit her organs too. So
Exactly.
maybe that's why he killed himself, because he realized that he killed her and he didn't mean to.
Maybe.
But it's like he poured it in and just immediately cut his throat. So I don't know.
We see Betts. She's taking a bath. And reminded me of Nightmare on Elm Street, obviously, right?
100%. Absolutely.
But I mean, this came out far earlier than that, right? But she's in the bath, and basically the same as Elm Street, except it doesn't have any bubbles in it. But you see like camera goes on like the drain, and then goes back to Betts, and it goes back to the drain. You see like it come up, and the parasite come up. And I thought it was weird, like the bath wasn't like drain like right away, but then like you see it crawl towards her. You don't see what's happening, you just see a bunch of blood, so obviously it went up her fucking, yeah. So she's now infected by the parasite.
One thing I don't get with this movie, like that one is, this one's a little bit more understandable, but like the old lady in the laundromat and then in the hallway, and I think there's another one too, and I was just like, kill this thing. What are you doing? Like the woman in the laundromat, it latches onto her face and she just like throws her hands up and then that's it. It's just like, you aren't trying to rip this thing off your face. And then the old lady in the hallway, it starts crawling up her cane. And she's just like, ah. And she's just like watching it crawl up. And I'm just like, fucking throw the goddamn cane. What are you doing?
Exactly. I love the way the laundry lady ends up capturing someone, Buster or something like that, and she says, "I'm hungry for love." This movie definitely does not like age well.
Not
But
really, no.
it's I don't know, it's one of Cronenberg's first movies, so. But another character we haven't talked about, who's a pretty big part of this movie, honestly, is Nurse Forsyth.
Yeah, that's true.
She is Roger's kind of nurse partner, and she's kind of on her own for the most part in this movie. She ends up is this yeah, 'cause she's attacked in the garage. Was this now or is this later? Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, she's in the garage trying to leave in a car, and we see like this guy like in another corner like attacking some girl, and he like hears like sees her trying to get away, but she's like going over the cord to open the door and it won't open. And then she is attacked by I wasn't there. Anyway, she was attacked in the back in the apartment by another man. Rollo is in the apartment trying to take samples, I think, of the parasites. But I think he ends up getting attacked by the parasites and like they latch onto his face, and like he ends up like burning himself or his face or something like that. And he ends up dying. You mentioned the old lady with the cane. Another weird scene is like this mother and daughter is like in the elevator, then like opens and like the butler is there, and just like that actor was so fucking creepy, man.
The butler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just like looks into like the elevator and like just has this weird like look on him,
Yeah.
like this is like kind of the crazed sex fucking people that you know they're talking about, right? And he like goes in there and is like, I don't know what he does. Like, I don't know if he just kisses them or like, I don't think he has sex with them because like they have their clothes on when they come.
I was
Go
gonna
ahead.
say, like, whenever they come out, it's a really fucking weird.
Is that the guy that, because they attack the bellboy or whatever,
Yeah. Or is
and
the security
then
guard?
a security guard or whatever,
Yeah.
and then like, yeah, the like they're holding him down, like the little girl goes around to him and is like starts kissing him and like.
Yeah.
And like someone, I forget who it was. It might have been Nick or someone's like, "Make love to me, Janine." So stupid. Roger ends up getting down to the basement. He ends up fighting the janitor or something like that, like beating him with a crowbar. Like even like the blood back in this movie, like it just looks so fake.
Yeah, it's like that paint, the really thick, bright red.
Yeah, exactly. Nick is still alive, but he's still throwing up parasites. Like, I don't know how many fucking he had, but he had a lot.
I know, like, he had at least two, because there's one point where we see two, like, protrusions coming out of his. So,
Yeah, I think he
at
had more than
least
two
two.
for sure.
Yeah, I think so too, but.
Yeah, so Nurse Forsyth, she ends up going in the room with the old lady with the cane who like got attacked on her arm, and they're kind of chilling. But then there's people trying to break in. The nurse ends up leaving the old people. Then like people end up breaking into the old people's rooms, and like at this point, like everyone in the apartment building is pretty much infected by this parasite.
Yeah, there's a few, like, Janine's not, and Nurse Forsyth, she's not yet.
Yeah, neither is Roger.
And Roger, yeah, I think that's it.
And that's pretty. Betts is infected, but she's still like very
Herself.
like under the radar because she's hanging with Janine like the whole time pretty much. Yeah, then down in like a parking garage, Forsyth is trying to leave but she can't, and she ends up getting attacked by the security guard. And then early in the movie, whenever you first meet the security guard, Roger sees he has a gun and asks like, "Do you ever use that thing?" And he was like, "No, never use it. Probably never will." And then, like in this scene, he like takes a gun from the guy and ends up shooting him in the back. And then the crazy guy that was like attacking the other girl in the garage ends up crashing his car into their car, so they can't leave. And then does Forsythe get
No, she doesn't get
infected
infected.
at this point? No.
No, because she tries to leave the apartment building and she goes down to her car and she gets attacked in her car. And then Roger comes up and shoots the guy in the back.
Yeah, but then what happens to them after? They just go back into the apartment, I guess.
Yes, they do go back in and they hide in the basement. Because
Yeah,
whenever
because
he.
my note I have, I don't remember the scene. I don't remember what happened leading up to this, but at one point, I think Forsythe does get infected because Rogers punches the shit out of her out of nowhere.
Oh yeah, that was like right at the end, I think. Yeah. Yeah, because she has a parasite crawling out of her mouth. Yeah, I forgot about that. He just fucking grabs her by the back of the head and just cold
Oh
cocks her right in
yeah,
the chin.
like yeah, it was crazy. And yeah, there's some like really weird shit happening in this like last like 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, it was chaotic, man.
It was like at one point it was either Janine or Forsythe that goes into this room with like this like dark room, and then she turns the lights on. There's like an old man, a little girl there, and the old man is like, I forget what he says. Oh, you'll be safe here with my daughter and I. And then just grabs his daughter, starts making out with her. I'm like, what the fuck? And then there's Roger's like at the bottom of the stairs on like that. Then here's like this barking, and you're like, what the fuck? It's like dogs. And then you see these two little girls with like leashes crawling on all fours, and you're like, what's happening right now? Oh man. Oh yeah, because Roger goes back to the main apartment, I think, and he's like trying to like gather evidence and stuff like that. And then yeah, that's whenever Forsythe comes and attacks him. But then he's in the room, and these two guys with just speedos show up, and they start chasing him down the hallway. And he like goes in the room and locks himself in there. I think that's where the old man and stuff were. And then they're like in speedos outside, and they're like, oh, come make love to us, or something stupid like that. But then they get distracted and end up leaving. So yeah, Roger is pretty much the only one alive. Janine still is, but she ends up she's in a room with Betts, and then Betts is like, oh, we should like make love or something like that. And then she like grabs Janine, just like kisses her, and Janine is kind of like into it, I guess.
Yeah.
And
Well,
then
she
you
hasn't
see
had
like,
intimacy in a while in her marriage.
but then you just see like the fucking her throat, like the parasite leaving and then like going to her throat. That's pretty cool. So he ends up making it to the pool area. Roger's pretty much the only one alive, like on this island. That's who's normal pretty much. And he sees Janine and Betts in the pool. They're kind of like laughing, joking, and then he's like, I'll get the fuck out of here. So he goes outside and he's like running away, and then all of a sudden you see all these people coming over the hill. And like there's like easily 100 people, 80 people, right? As everyone from the apartment building, like you see like the old ladies, they're like trying to come after him, like little girls and kids. And he goes back into the pool area, gets pulled into the pool by Betts. And then just fucking chaos happens. Everyone comes in and everyone's jumping in the pool trying to fucking make love to him. And yeah, so he's done.
Yeah, he just kind of gives up.
Yeah, 'cause I mean, like at that point, what are you gonna do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's pretty much it. And the last shot is everyone in the parking garage coming out in their car. And it's just like this like kind of like synth music going on, and
Yeah.
it's like dark, and everyone's like smiling and happy, and they're just all carpooling, driving out of the apartment building. So they're
On
going to the
their,
main island, I
I
guess,
was gonna
right?
say, on their way to infect everybody in Montreal. And that's where Montreal's red light district starts.
True. But yeah, pretty much it. Short and sweet.
Ah, this is a good length for this movie.
It was, yeah.
think it was like an hour and 27 minutes.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's the way the blood splatters.
Other bodily fluids.
Yeah.
All right, how'd you rate this movie?
I don't know. I was kind of harsh on it, I guess, a little bit. Like, I gave it a 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
I can appreciate this, obviously, right? Like, it's Cronenberg. He's a classic director. This is one of his first movies ever made. Obviously, very low budget. I like the story of it, but I wish like we had more. Like, I felt like the like craziness was just like the last like 20, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
The first half was kind of boring. Like, I didn't really love any of the characters, honestly. And some of it was like kind of questionable, like with like the little girls and stuff like that. But I mean,
Yeah.
the mid-70s, like, I did like some of the shots and the cinematography. I liked a couple of the characters that are fun. I loved the dialogue. It was it's stupid, but it just is a good time. Like, would I watch this again? Probably. But would you?
I gave it a 2.5. Like, I don't think it's a great movie by any means, but I do think like it's fucking wild and it's a really fun watch. And like, I don't have confirmation on this or anything like that, but I feel like it definitely could have influenced a lot of like modern movies, such as like It Follows, The Sadness, Slither. Like, it just had that sort of feel to it with like the STD in It Follows, and then the fucking wild ass zombie orgies in The Sadness, and then Slither with like the fucking slugs that are coming after people. It just, I don't know. I feel like this kind of paved the way for some of those movies. And I mean, it's Cronenberg, man. Like, he is the master of body horror and just grossness. And this was one of his first movies, but it, like, you can automatically tell that it's one of his movies, regardless of how early on in his career. So I will definitely watch this again. And yeah, I don't know. I had a great time with it once the action really started. What does Letterboxd have for us?
Letterboxd has a 3.2 out of 5. Jess gave it a 2.5. Jensen gave it a 3. Slash and Kazan gave it a 3.5. Anthony gave it a 3. Cinemonster gave it a 3 as well. So I feel like it's a pretty liked movie, honestly. So
Yeah, I mean, like, it's like I said, like, it's, or you said it too, like, it's not a great movie, but
no.
it's an enjoyable movie. Did you like this better than The Lair of the White Worm?
I think it's like kind of in the same vein. Like, I
Yeah.
mean, maybe slightly, but they're same. They're kind of like similar for me, like vibes wise.
Yeah.
How do
I don't know, man, 'cause
you?
I really enjoyed White Worm. I'm gonna say that one takes the edge over this one just a little bit. But yeah, I don't know. I had a good time with both. All right, you ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how did you rate the scares in this movie?
I'll give it like a 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't scary, but whatever. 2 out of 10. I gave it last time too.
I
2 out of 10. Just like, it's not scary. There's not really much gore in it. Like, there isn't really much body horror in it. There's a little bit. But just like kind of the creepiness is like just old ladies trying to have sex with me, like, you know, I don't
That's
know.
fair.
Scariest scene, I'll just go with like Bets in the bathtub. Like, it wasn't scary, but just like very reminiscent of Nightmare on Elm Street. And like, it's just so similar. Like, I'm just curious to know that was like a bit for Elm Street.
Yeah.
And would I survive? Yeah, I think so. Like, as soon as I see the shit, like, I'm fucking get the fuck out of there. Like,
Yeah. Yeah. This is one of those times where it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
just fucking drive your car through the fucking garage door. Like, I mean, yeah. So, yeah, I think I would. How about you?
My scare rating, I gave it a 3 out of 10. I
Okay.
said, like, it's more just gross and like the bit of gore that we do see. I feel like there is a lot of good practical effects for what we do. But it also ha like it just gives you this like dirty, like slimy feeling
Yeah.
watching. Scary scene. I also said bets. But I trying to think of like what else. I don't know. Maybe like that opening scene with Emil and Annabelle, just because of the subject content, I guess. But it's just, yeah, and like it kind of really set the tone because this all happens in like the first 5 minutes, and you're just like, what the fuck is this movie?
Exactly.
And would I survive? I said I'd like to say yes, I would. I'm not sleeping around on my wife, so I don't think I would get it
That's a
through.
better answer.
I don't think I'd get it through the STD aspect. And then also, like, if I see this slug crawling towards me, I'm probably just gonna stomp on its ass.
Well, it's what the old lady does, right? She hits it with a cane and fucking kills it.
After she watches it crawl up her cane.
I
But
mean, technically, no one dies, right?
that's true. That's a good point.
They're still alive from the parasite.
Some people get shot, but nobody dies from
Well,
the
that's true,
parasite. So yeah, I think it would. All right. Well, that wraps it up. Another obscure pick from Sir Harbinger. I'm kind of excited to see what he's going to pick for us next. This one was kind of, we were kind of late recording this one, just because like with my move and like us trying to get caught up on episodes, we probably should have recorded this like a month ago. But anyways, I'm happy we did it. I had fun with the movie. So give us another one.
Yes,
I
sir.
am excited to see what it's going to be.
Cool.
All right.
Well, talk to you a couple weeks, or I guess a couple of
Couple
months,
days.
or a
Well, yeah,
couple of
I
days.
guess. Depending on, yeah. All right.